This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. Supreme Court's rejection of President Donald Trump's bid to end legal protection for young immigrants is the second big liberal victory at the court this week. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
It follows Monday's decision that employers cannot fire people for being gay or transgender.
The Supreme Court provided a bright ray of sunshine.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer calls both rulings surprising. President Trump calls them horrible and politically charged shotgun blasts to the faces of people proud to call themselves Republicans or conservatives. Both of his high court nominees dissented from the majority opinion. The president tweets, "We need more justices," and followed up by asking, "Do you get the impression that the Supreme Court doesn't like me?" Sagar Meghani, Washington.
1.5 million Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week, though the number remains historically high. After peaking at nearly 7 million 3 months ago, jobless aid applications fell for the 11th straight week. The decline was much smaller than in recent weeks, falling just 58,000. The numbers suggest the job market has begun a slow recovery. The total number of people receiving unemployment aid fell slightly, with many going back to their old jobs. Employers added 2.5 million jobs last month, and shoppers headed back to retail stores. Still, analysts warn the economy will likely struggle to sustain the recent gains. Fed Chief Jay Powell told lawmakers this week a full recovery is not likely until Americans have more confidence that the coronavirus is contained. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A former Atlanta police officer charged with killing Rayshard Brooks, an African-American man who was shot twice in the back after scuffling with police, has turned himself in. Garrett Rolfe was being held at the Fulton County Jail Thursday. He's charged with 11 counts, including felony murder for shooting Brooks last week at a restaurant parking lot. A second officer on the scene who did not discharge his weapon, Devin Brosnan, is charged with aggravated assault and other charges. He was released on bond Thursday. Brooks scuffled with the two officers after they attempted to arrest him for driving under the influence. He grabbed one of the officer's tasers and ran, discharging the taser at Rolfe before Rolfe shot and killed him. The death of Brooks, the latest in a long line of African Americans whose fatal encounters with police have been documented on video, further heightened U.S. social tensions at a time of national soul searching over police brutality and racism in the criminal justice system. The World Health Organization says research and development of drugs and vaccines for the prevention and treatment of COVID-19 is moving quickly. We get more from Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
WHO chief scientist Soumya Swaminathan tells VOA at least 200 vaccine candidates are at some stage of development. She says about 10 candidates are being tested on humans and 3 will be ready to enter phase 3 clinical trials in a couple of weeks.
I'm hopeful, I'm optimistic, but you know, vaccine development is a complex undertaking. It comes with a lot of uncertainty.
Swaminathan says people should not lose hope if these trials fail. She notes there are many other vaccine candidates and platforms moving through the clinical trial process. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Entertainer Vera Lynn, who was known as the Force's sweetheart during World War II, has died at the age of 103 south of London. AP's Margie Zarrilletta reports.
We'll meet again.
The British called Vera Lynn the Force's sweetheart during World War II, with songs like We'll Meet Again and The White Cliffs of Dover. Lynn once told the Associated Press her appeal was that she was an ordinary girl who reminded servicemen of the ones left back home. Lynn became the first English artist to top the American Billboard singles chart with Auf Wiedersehen, Sweetheart in 1952. At the age of 92 in 2009, Lynn's greatest hits album hit number one in the UK, beating out long-awaited remastered albums by the Beatles. I'm Archie Zarrilletta.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm leaving.